Manchester coming up before 1 o'clock this afternoon now, isn't it? Dieting, I know. I came in this morning probably half a stone heavier than when I left on Christmas Eve and was given a book that's called Stop Counting Calories and Start Losing Weight. It's one of probably thousands that will be offered to us over the next few days and weeks, but we'll investigate and find out why this one is different, because they always are, aren't they? And that's coming up this morning. Now then, how tight are your trousers? Mine were tight this morning. They weren't on Christmas Eve, they are today. It's actually not just Christmas Day though, is it? The whole of December is a recipe for putting on weight. You know, when people bring chocolate into work and, you know, instead of Christmas cards, and then there's all that booze, and you may have even had not one but two Christmas dinners. Some people do. And one of the problems actually when you first kick in with the diet in the new year, because let's face it, we all do, is that you feel really hungry. I think the more you eat, the hungrier you feel. And it's cold outside and you want some comfort food, and then you kind of give up on the diet. Well, Zoe Harcombe has put together a diet which she says works with your body, not against it. And here she is this Tuesday afternoon. Hi, Zoe.
Hello, thank you for having me.
That's a pleasure. What makes this diet book different from all the rest? Because let's face it, Zoe, you know, we are going to be inundated with new diet books over the next few weeks, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. What makes this so different is that 99% of diets, as you've said, are based on trying to get somebody to eat less. And the first thing that happens is you get hungry. Mm. And the minute you get hungry, your body will just fight you every step of the way, trying to get you to eat. We're all very familiar with the symptoms. They happen at about 11 a.m, 4 p.m. Mm. We get the shaky hands. We get a bit irritable. We can't concentrate. Difficulty making decisions. And that's hunger. And hunger will defeat most diets. So this diet does not try to get you to eat less in any way, shape or form. It's about trying to get you to eat better.
But that's not different though, is it? Because I'm not guessing, I know that you're saying, you know, no processed foods,
yes,
no alcohol, you know, it's that kind of thing, isn't it? You know, fresh fruit and vegetables. I mean, it's sensible eating, isn't it?
It's very sensible eating, but it is actually very different, because the staples of the diet are meat, fish, eggs, dairy products, vegetables, salads. You actually have very few carbohydrates, particularly in the early stages. So a lot of dietitians who are just trying to get people to calorie count, the top advice you'll get from a dietitian is to base your meals on starchy foods. And I will say, avoid starchy foods like the plague. You cannot store fat unless you eat carbohydrates, which are starchy foods. So we literally have got the advice 180 degrees wrong.
You personally have experience, don't you, of dealing with issues with food, because you suffered with both anorexia and bulimia.
Absolutely. I mean, how this diet came about was I was sat in my university college room. I'd had anorexia at about 16 and then developed compulsive overeating, bulimia. And I was sat there eating, you know, the 10th bag of crisps and, you know, whatever else I could lay my hands on, and just asking myself, why am I doing this? 1.1 billion people in the world are overweight. People want to be slim more than they know. That's how badly...
Oh, a lot more.
That's how badly people want to be slim. And yet we find ourselves munching our way through a packet of biscuits. Why? And I set out to answer that question. I believe that I found the answer to it.
And the answer is what?
The answer is, first of all, if you're eating less, you're going to get hungry. So you will find yourself eating the wrong thing simply because of hunger. But far more important than that, I actually came across three conditions during all the years that I've been researching. Very, very common conditions. People may have heard of candida, food intolerance, hyperglycemia. All of them cause incredible food cravings, and all of them in turn are caused by eating less. So the kinds of things that you eat on a calorie-controlled diet are the kinds of things that feed those three conditions. So start an eat-less diet and you will end up a food addict. It's a virtually guaranteed route.
It's weird, isn't it? You talk about food cravings, but we never crave food that's good for us.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I mean, that is so accurate. You know, when I had psychotherapy when I was experiencing the eating problems, and, you know, lovely sympathetic people would say, oh, you know, tell me about your relationship with your mother, or are you trying to diet your curves away? It's like, no, please just give me a huge box of chocolates. And then tell me why I don't want a salmon steak and why I don't want brown rice and stir-fry vegetables. Because that's what didn't make sense. I wasn't just craving food. Those three conditions give you really specific cravings for wheat, biscuits, cakes, sugar, chocolate, confectionery, cereal, the things that we're very familiar with wanting to overeat.
And the other thing about dieting is that all you think about is food. You know, right, okay, January the 1st, I'm on a diet now. You are totally obsessed. And that's not too strong a word. You're obsessed
it's not
with
at all.
What you can't have.
No, I mean, it really isn't at all. And most brilliant experiment was done back in 1945 when a guy was trying to work out what would happen if we really did run out of food during the war and rationing became starvation. And he took 36 healthy young men and put them on a calorie-controlled diet. It was 1,600 calories. And within about 12 weeks, they had to be buddied up because they were stealing food, binging, they were obsessed with food, they were reading recipe books, they were just absolutely addicted to food. And they got to the point where they were actually putting on weight at around 1,000 calories a day. And there are millions of people up and down the UK, women particularly, who have been trying to live throughout 2009 on perhaps 1,200 calories a day and are not losing another pound. They should be losing 104 pounds a year on that kind of calorie intake. The body just adjusts. It will not let you die. It will not let you starve. It will fight you.
Having a chat this afternoon to Zoe Harkham. Her book is called Stop Counting Calories and Start Losing Weight. How well does it work? We'll find out after we've heard from Richard Marks. He's next. New Year's. Mark's right here waiting, having a chat this afternoon on BBC Radio Manchester to Zoe Harkham. Stop counting calories and start losing weight. This is a diet. This is a diet book, but this is a diet that she has come up with. It's called the Harkham Diet. No surprises there. But this is because she suffered from bulimia and anorexia. So I suppose, Zoe, you know about the psychological side of eating because of what you've been through.
I do, but I actually think that we put too much emphasis on the psychology of overeating. There are two-thirds of people in the UK who are overweight. I don't believe that two-thirds of the UK need to see a psychotherapist. I do believe that there are physical reasons why we overeat foods. And we were talking about it earlier. We overeat particular foods, not salmon, but biscuits and cakes. And those three conditions explain why particularly we eat certain things.
Yes, in this particular diet, you explain why people, as you say, can't stick to any other diet. And you've linked three very common medical conditions to insatiable food cravings. And those are candida and food intolerance and hyperglycemia. So therefore, is your diet book only suitable for people with these conditions?
No, not at all. I mean, actually, the majority of people, particularly people who've dieted for a long period of time, will suffer at least one of those conditions. But it's just a great diet for anyone. It goes back to advising people to eat what nature would tell us to eat, not what food manufacturers would tell us to eat.
And I suppose those particular conditions very often go undiagnosed, don't they?
Oh, very much so. I mean, you know, the loveliest thing is when I get emails from people who say, you know, that the weight I've lost is almost a bonus. You know, my dandruff has cleared up, my bloating has gone, I don't have headaches anymore, I've got more energy. You know, people feel good when they eat well.
But that stands to reason. That's obvious, isn't it, really? You know, if you cut out alcohol, if you cut out processed foods, if you eat, you know, a high quota of fresh fruit and vegetables, then that is obviously going to happen, isn't it? You know,
Yes.
I think we know what we should do. It's just the doing it that's the problem for a lot of us.
Well, I think the difficult thing is it's not the advice that we're being given. The number one message that we are given for food advice at the moment is base your meals on starchy foods. And we have been doing that. We've been doing that for the past 30 years, during which time obesity has gone up sixfold. From the 1970s, 3.5% were obese, now 25%.
When you talk about starchy foods, you're talking about having potatoes.
Yes, potatoes, bread, cereals, you know, the typical diet.
I mean, pasta, though, we're told endlessly that pasta, you know, especially brown pasta, is good for you.
No, I would say people have to limit their consumption of carbohydrates, so we need to eat a lot more meat and eggs and dairy products, and not many people are advising people to eat those things. You know, people will run to the hills saying, oh, this is, you know, terrible, this has got fat in it. You know, all meat has more monounsaturated fat in it than any other kind of fat. You know, the messages we've given people are so fundamentally wrong. We've been eating meat, us and our ancestors, for about 3.5 million years. It cannot be bad for us. What is bad for us is the 1.4 kilograms of flour we are eating per person per week on average in the UK. Our bodies are just not used to that intake of starchy food.
So how is your diet then different from a low-carb diet? Because that's what you're suggesting, you know, cut down on your carbs.
Yeah, it is to an extent. I mean, it's been designed as the perfect diet for those three conditions. So meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, salads, natural live yogurt, brown rice is the perfect staple diet. You only have to do that for 5 days, and the record weight loss so far on those 5 days is 17 pounds. That's because...
Now, that'll everyone will be...
sitting up straight now.
Exactly.
You've said that.
Yeah, because two of the conditions cause very serious water retention. So particularly if you've been packing away the white flour and the sugar and the mince pies and the cakes over Christmas, you could lose stacks in the first week of January, feel a lot less puffy, a lot less bloated, and it's a great kickstart. And you then add in more whole grains and more fruits, but you don't go back to eating processed food for quite some time.
If that statistic made you prick up your ears, the book's called The Harcombe Diet. Zoe, nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you.
Thank you, Zoe Harcombe there. Yes, and I'm sure it's not the last time you'll be hearing about diets, as it were. Good afternoon.